emphatic win over Bradford. Big result. You'll be wanting to take that into this weekend as well.
Yeah, well, no one can take it off us. Our guys did a great job last weekend. You know, Bradford came with a bang and a bounce in their step, I thought. You know, they've been a pretty impressive team in the Championship this season, but our boys were on another level for much of the game. I thought Bradford fought back into the game well for a passage in the second half, which required our boys to make a really good second effort to dominate that scoreboard, and those 48 points looked pretty lush, mate.
That's it, and obviously with Lee this weekend, it's another challenge, another big team in the Championship. It'll be another hard-fought game.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, everybody in rugby league in this country understands about Lee and the way and the style that they play with. Wakefield know better than most, because we lost to them here in the Cup during the course of the season in the most extraordinary circumstances. We're leading by a big margin and being run down. They've got points in them. I've seen them play against Warrington and even a couple of weeks ago against Hull KR. They stuck some great plays on, and they've got an attacking philosophy that's, I don't think they're going to change for us. I don't think they're going to change for anybody. So we know what we're in for. It's a matter of trying to not allow them to get into that mode, that confident mode. So I thought Salford did a great job on that last week, and they set a bit of a blueprint which didn't look all that different to what we did to Bradford. So I think if we can get into that mode ourselves again this weekend and play with that powerful front section of our game and the forwards in our pack, were the big boys did a great job last week, so that's another big job for them this week.
And a win over Lee would really put you in a really good stead for the remaining games of the Middle Eights.
Yeah, well, I think, the analogy I used was last week we knocked on the door and introduced ourselves, and I think this week we can put ourselves on the front step. You know, we need to go through the door and make ourselves quite comfortable with a series of wins. You know, we need to win 3, 4 or 5 games in a row here to make sure that we achieve what our goal is this season.
And any fresh injury news going into this one?
We lost Richie Owen, obviously, last week with that tragic broken leg, and we also lost Scotty Moore before the game last week with a ruptured bicep. So we've got 5 season-ending injuries in our group at the moment, which has knocked us around a bit, but you know, the lads did a great job for us last week, and I'm pretty confident we can do it again without Richie Scotty this weekend.
And how is Richie doing, and how are the lads sort of being with Richie? Because it obviously is such a bad injury.
A bit overwhelming, I think, for the response from everybody. The hardcore fans here at Wakefield have made their feelings of support really, really strongly for Rich. His teammates, I think we've actually had to put him on hold a bit. They were wanting to spend a lot of time with him while he's been in hospital, which he needs some rest as well as visits. And everybody, I think our coaching staff and all the way to our chairman, everybody's really supporting Richie. And he's got a battle on his hands, but he's shown what he's made of in recent times. He actually recovered from this same injury himself as a younger man. So I think we're all confident that together we can get Richie back again next season and hopefully back to somewhere near his absolute best, which is pretty exciting.
And obviously there was one thing that marred the Wakefield-Bradford game, the allegations of racism. Obviously there's a probe going on at the moment, but racism in any form is not something we want to see in rugby league, is it?
No, to be honest, I was completely unaware of that. I had my head where I needed to have it during the game last week, but I've read what our chairman Michael Carter has said, and I don't think it can be said much more strongly. It's certainly how I believe. I live my life. I abhor that sort of stuff in any place, and whatever action needs to be taken, people need to be made aware that the vast majority of us just do not feel like that.